Now, I know that obviously over the last 15 months, everybody has been through a lot, and we've always been supporting everybody that's been out there in our worlds, whether it's the key workers, whether it's our own family, friends, everyone. But there are also other groups of people that I think have been involved in things, not just through lockdown, but a long time before that. And that is our veterans and armed forces. And when you think of veterans, it's not just from those from the First and Second World War, but even from the more recent conflicts. Joining me on the line here at Suzy is Paul Goodison from the Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Club for Crawley and Horsham. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Thanks very much for joining us here this afternoon. Gave you a chance to, you can tell us a little bit about what you're doing. So it's something to support veterans, not just, as I said, from the more famous world wars, but also from the more recent conflicts, I think, such as obviously what's been going on in Afghanistan.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, as a Veterans Breakfast Club, we actually meet fortnightly. We're one of over 300 in the country. There's over 100,000 members of the Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Club. The Crawley branch started in November 2019 with 12 people at the first breakfast. And the membership's grown despite COVID. We've now got over 160 members.
Yeah, this is quite impressive statistics, as you said, especially bearing in mind lockdown has obviously restricted things. I think we're all used to these days. We've been having to meet up over the likes of Teams or Zoom or any of the other sort of forms of social media. It's not quite the same as actually meeting in person, is it?
No, correct. Yeah, so a majority of those veterans that we've got have suffered from PTSD and sort of the contact and isolation that... we provide the contact and we try to overcome the isolation. And as a result, we've followed the COVID guidelines and we've managed to hold events throughout the whole of the year whenever the opportunity arose. And most recently, we had a breakfast with 39 people there. Most of them are, you know, veterans who need support and you know, comradeship.
Exactly. It's very important that they are supported, especially with some of the situations that they would have been through in their time, I dare say.
Yeah, so as a breakfast club, we actually we provide them with that social interaction. We're in constant contact with them through WhatsApp, through Facebook, and obviously the meetings. And there's a core of us within the group that act as the welfare team, and we provide handrails to those agencies and support organisations that can help the individuals when they have a crisis. So we're very much looking after our own there.
Which is very important, because I believe you yourself were involved in some of these in the past, weren't you?
Yeah, so I did 30 plus years in the army. I joined as a young 16-year-old apprentice. I got all the way through and got commissioned, and I left as a lieutenant colonel in 2013.
So from your perspective, it's something that you've experienced, and you obviously know what it's like yourself to go from the armed forces to... Is the phrase civilian still an appropriate phrase there?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Civvy Street. The thing is, the military have a bond, and we have our own language. We communicate in a specific way. And what happens at the breakfast is that everyone gels together, even though we've probably not met each other before. We're all talking the same language. We've all shared the same experiences, and it sort of bonds that team together.
So it's all like one big happy family, and it's a way that you can sort of talk through some of your memories and hopefully sort of try and relieve any sort of stresses or anxieties that may have been picked up as a result of serving your country, I presume.
Yeah, no, that's correct, yeah. We help each other. We help each other, pointed in the right direction. And the age group of the people within the club, the youngest guy's 29. He's a serving soldier, but his father's an ex-submariner. He's part of the group. We've got other sort of like multi-generation people within the group as well. And the oldest people we've got are a Normandy veteran from Second World War who's 96, and another one who's 97 who was in the RAF and is the proud owner of a Distinguished Flying Medal. So, you know, it's a whole spectrum of people from all operations, all spheres. And, you know, like you said earlier, people from Afghanistan, Iraq. There's four of us in the group who fought in the Falklands War, which was 40 years anniversary next year. So there's a whole spectrum of people with all experiences.
Brilliant stuff. The fact that you can support each other and mm-hmm. provide support to those who might not be able to reach out, especially those who did serve
And we don't just we don't just socialise and have breakfast. We do. We raise money. So we did, despite COVID last year, we did two events. We raised over £500 for the Falklands Veterans Foundation, which is a charity which takes Falklands veterans back down to the Falkland Islands so they can face their demons. In addition to that, at Christmas, we worked with the local army cadets from Crawley and from Horsham, and we did a sponsored walk of over 500 miles between us, and we raised just under £1,000 for the Walking with the Wounded charity.
Brilliant work, and it's incredibly impressive that you were able to achieve that. If people want to get involved with this, if they do know of veterans or people in the armed forces that might want to get involved with this, if there's friends or family, or if there's people who can actually come and join you and assist with it, what's the best way they can get in touch with you guys?
The best way to do it is we've got two Facebook groups. We've got the private group, which is purely for veterans and their close family, but we have an open source Facebook page. So if you go onto Facebook, you put ampersand AFVBC Crawley, it will come up straight away. And then if you just link on that, it shows you all the photographs of all the activities that we've had over the past year. But it also has a link to our main group so they can apply to join the group. There are questions when you try to apply in the group, which ask, you know, to make sure that you have had military service. Because in the private group, we only accept people with military service.
No, that's completely understandable. So it's facebook.com/AFVBC Crawley, and go from there.
Yeah. And just to let you know that Crawley Borough Council are actually having a small Armed Forces Day event on Saturday, the 26th of June. And we'll be one of the key players there. We're going to have our own tent and that. There'll be a number of veterans marching around the town with a band. We're having breakfast laid on in a local pub. So it's going to be a bit of an event where actually the veterans of Crawley can actually celebrate Armed Forces Day with the reservists who are out of the reserve centre and the local cadets, of course.
It's going to be a good day, and hopefully, fingers crossed, the weather's going to be slightly more amenable than it has been today.
Yeah.
Paul Goodison from Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Club for Crawley. Thank you very much for joining us here, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you much for your time and letting us air it. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.